Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Jackie, our producer, said to me yesterday, who would you like as a guest? And I said, look, if you can track him down, it'd be great if you could find Harry Coffey. Because yep. It's a wonderful story. I had the privilege to interview him in Rockhampton a few years ago. And he comes here now, and he's ridden on the beach before, but he comes here with a big, big live chance in Arabian Summer on the weekend. Harry, I know you've just finished track work out there at the Gold Coast. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations on what you've been doing lately, mate. Your career is just on such an upward poke. It's brilliant.
G'day. Morning, boys. Thanks for that, Pat. It doesn't always feel like it's on an upward spiral. It feels like... You can be in the workforce a little bit sometimes, but unfortunately I can't be down on the beach this morning with all you guys having fun, but I thought I'd do the important things and go in and check on Arabian Summer. So all's well down there though, so really exciting.
That's good.
Heading into Saturday.
Yeah, and I had the joy of one of the first people I ran into, Heels, when I arrived on the coast yesterday afternoon in the middle of that storm, was Harry, his gorgeous wife, Taylor, and their brand new son, Thomas.
All right, eh?
Never stopped smiling yesterday afternoon. And, mate, life has changed a bit, hasn't it, for you?
Yeah, it is. He's smiling so much because it doesn't stop raining up here, and we don't get to see that much at Swan Hill, albeit it has been a little bit stormy of late, but... he's a little ripper, and we're extremely lucky to have him. So trying to have a little bit of a family time up here, but, a bit of work involved as well.
Yeah, they've done it so well, Harry, haven't they? They've made it a relaxing start to the summer, or maybe the climax of the summer, really, but made the horse racing well and truly worth it.
Yeah, that's right. And we were here last Saturday for the Wave Day too. So there's a lot of money on offer since Christmas time up here for the Magic. So, they do a great job, and obviously centre stages this Saturday, and hopefully we can be a part of it. So it's really exciting.
Well, let's get it straight from the horse's mouth. How did Arabian Summer work this morning? You're a 6-1 chance, a $7 chance. You've got a real live hope in the big one.
Yeah, the way she won Saturday, points in all the right directions that she should be able to run well next Saturday. So she was well this morning. She came through the race nicely, and she sort of just poked around and had a good look around, and then as she was coming off the track, she started to bounce about. So that's a really good sign. And I don't know much, but, I'm pretty happy with how she's going. So, it's really exciting. It's awesome to be such a live chance in a great race like this.
Well, Arabian Summer's form is great. Two wins, last two starts. What do you like, or what has been good about those wins, and how relevant are they to Saturday?
She has actually smacked them her last couple, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
but she's that helps, Hills. But she's a real professional. She absorbs everything really well, and that's a big key for young horses. Sometimes they can go off the boil quite easily, but a little bit like humans. But she just takes everything in her stride, and she loves racing. She loves doing her work, and it feels like she's just hitting her straps at the right time leading into Saturday. So she's sort of the perfect horse that you'd want to be relying on, because her character takes her a long way, and she's obviously fast to go with it.
Hey, your story has been well told within the racing fraternity, but for those listeners that we've got out there, Harry, that don't know, you battled cystic fibrosis. They've found they've got a new drug that you're on now that is helping your lifestyle so much more, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Medication and drugs in all different sorts of areas of medicine coming a long way, but with cystic fibrosis, it's coming leaps and bounds, and I'm on a gene-modifying drug, and that's helping me immensely. And not only is it enabling me to perform better on the racetrack, but just my quality of life's a lot better. So I used to go into the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne probably 3 times a year for a week or two at a time, and spent a lot of time in the Royal Children's Hospital as a kid. But since being on these new drugs, probably the last 3 years, I haven't had a hospital admission. So it's a pretty amazing time in medicine, and I'm so fortunate to be healthy enough to make the most of it. And hopefully, got a near normal life coming my way, because obviously you never know what it's like to be normal having CF. You grow up with it, but the last few years have been amazing.
Oh, unreal, mate. That is so exciting for you. How many rides do you have on Saturday, and what feedback can you give us on the track?
I have 2 or 3 Saturday, I think. So we've got Arabian Summer in the 2-year-old and Sunset Dreaming in the 3-year-old Guineas, and she ran last Saturday as well. Her run was a little bit plain, but I think her first look at the track she'll take great benefit from, and hopefully she can run a better race this coming Saturday. And the track itself, I'm amazed in. The amount of rain that you guys get here is phenomenal, and it races a good 4 on Saturday, and it just rains so quickly. So it was a little bit, I felt, on pacey last Saturday, but maybe with a bit of wear and tear, it might even up this coming Saturday. But kudos to the club. What a great effort to spend money on the drainage and make sure that these big race days go ahead, because obviously last year it was a disaster with the rain, but this year it won't matter how much it rains by the look of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it looks like they've got it right. They've spent a lot of money out there. Hey, you spoke about this new drug, but that is obviously benefiting you, because you're riding so well, and you're up there mixing it with the great jockeys down there every day of the week now. It just seems like life must be so good for you at the moment, mate. A new dad and having success on the track. And I don't think anyone in the racing game would begrudge you a lot of success.
Yeah, well, it's actually interesting when you talk about the racing game. If I go and ride in a new jurisdiction, similar to coming up here at the Gold Coast, and I haven't ridden with riders before, previous to this drug, that actually come over to me and say, "You all right, mate? You sound like you're dying with the way you're coughing after races." Where now that doesn't happen with this new drug. So it's an amazing time, and that just shows how great this drug is and easy it is for me, because after every ride, track work or race day, I'd pull up quite short of breath and be coughing and trying to clear my lungs, where now this drug is sort of doing that already, and everything's easier, and I'm getting more oxygen into the lungs, and it's working more efficiently. So not only is it making riding easier, but just life in general has become a lot easier, so it's easy to get out of bed in the morning, and that's probably transferred into my career, and been able to go to the races a lot more, work harder, and ride a lot better.
Oh, so brilliant, good, mate. It's just so good. I tell you, I've followed your career closely since I had the wonderful opportunity of interviewing you and Rocky a few years ago, and I'm just so pleased for you and Taylor and young Thomas. Best of luck with everything you do, and particularly best of luck on Saturday. It's a $3 million race.
Go well, Harry.
Thanks, guys.